Who could have guessed the Tate brothers ended up being to Barron what Epstein was to Trump? Barron Trump's manosphere mentor picked his inauguration suit and coached his dating life. See, all roads lead back to Barron Trump. Barron Trump reportedly has been good friends with Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate, has had many conversations with them, and is very involved, it appears, in this kind of manosphere world. See, this right here is a great example. This is just one of several pictures and instances where Barron Trump was with a guy named Justin Waller. This is them two together. Also, Justin Waller looks insane, okay? Like, you are apparently this manosphere character, but you have no idea how to dress. Regardless, Andrew Tate, Nick Fuentes, Sneeko, Tristan Tate, Clavicular, Myron, and Justin Waller, the character I just showed you, arrive at the club playing Kanye West's banned song. I can't even play this. It is a really disgusting, atrocious song that Kanye West made, and obviously you see people doing something that a guy from Germany used to do. Okay, these are the type of characters we are dealing with here, and Justin Waller was in this crowd. Justin Waller, when Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate were arrested just 10 days ago, he's in this video. I'll show you who he is, because that's Andrew Tate getting arrested 10 days ago, and that's Justin Waller taking off his jewelry for him, taking off his chains. Okay, all roads lead back to Barron Trump. Barron Trump knows something, and we have got to talk about it. Barron Trump could soon find himself at the center of a congressional investigation after a congresswoman called for him to be subpoenaed over reported, quote, extensive communications with accused rapist Andrew Tate. Like father, like son. Barron Trump knows something, and we need to know what he knows. I'm going to show you the videos and the new videos we got from this congresswoman talking about this and calling for this to happen. But the Trump administration couldn't stop it this time, right? Obviously, the Tate brothers being accused of a host of really atrocious, heinous crimes. And this happened earlier, essentially, this potential extradition to the UK to face these charges earlier in the year, but the Trump administration intervened. What a surprise. The guy who's best friends or was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, and this kind of these people at the top who are protecting pedophiles, this administration, what a surprise that they would protect Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate earlier in the administration. This is from, obviously, all of you know, Adam Mockler, because we are here on the Adam Mockler channel, which, by the way, my name is Chris Mowry. Adam is on vacation right now. The kid literally never takes a break. I've never seen him take a break. We finally pushed him. We're like, go on vacation, spend some time with friends and family. Of course, you've probably seen he's still recording videos. He's still here, but he's like, all right, I'll only record from like 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then I'll cut it the rest of the day. Chris, you can take over. So I'm doing a little bit more. I'm doing two videos a day right now here on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you appreciate the work that we do, the fact that the Mockler Media channel, the Adam Mockler channel doesn't stop, make sure you hit like, hit subscribe, share this video out. It really goes a long way. And do me a favor, check out my YouTube channel down below. We appreciate each and every one of you. Truly, you guys are absolutely incredible. We are not going to let this story go. Okay, we've talked several times about this story. We continue to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. We continue to push every single day to bring you guys the truth. So again, make sure you hit like down below. We appreciate you. Leaked Andrew Tate texts are looking very bad for the Trump admin. This is an Adam Mockler tweet from a few days ago. A text from Andrew Tate revealed that a Trump admin official directly intervened on the Tate brothers' behalf in early 2025 to stall the sex trafficking investigation. Quote, I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things, wrote Andrew Tate via text. Tate's former lawyer, Paul Ingracia, is now a Trump admin official and is the one who requested the Tate brothers' devices be returned to them. You may remember him, Paul, from his leaked text last year in which he said he, quote, has a Nazi streak. Sometimes I read stuff and I'm like, I can't effing believe that this is real life. I feel the same way when I watch Donald Trump like every day. I'm like, I cannot believe that this is our reality. These are the people who are at the top of our country. It is such a disgrace, and obviously has a host of text messages using slurs. JD Vance still follows the Tate brothers on Twitter as of right now. Barron is friends with all of them. All of this happened after Andrew admitted to being a pimp on camera. This is the Republican Party now. I'm a young dude who loves America and hates seeing it hijacked by these hateful, abusive degenerates. Quote, again, this is from a New York Times article. I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things, Mr. Tate wrote to someone close to him in a message reviewed by the New York Times. I've been told I'll be free soon, but Trump needs to see me in Miami. The next month, an extraordinary order came down from the highest levels of the Romanian Iranian government. A Times investigation found the prosecutors were told to find compromise with the Tates. Despite their misgivings, they lifted the travel restrictions, a move that Romania's prime minister thought would appease the Trump administration. Again, this is, it's unreal, really, to think about. But this time, the Trump administration, they couldn't intervene, right? They are letting the Tate brothers be extradited because the evidence must be overwhelming. Overwhelming! Which is why I want to know what Barron knows. We're going to talk about that in a second. But take a listen to this video from 2024. Andrew Tate talking about this, specifically mentioning Barron Trump.
And I'm very close to the Trump family. I know them well. And I spoke to Barron after the incident. And I look forward to, once I am free, being with Donald Trump in person and reminding him that he's a bulletproof badass.
This is the attorney for President Trump, somebody who has been a fighter for the America First Party. Her name is Alina Haba. And she joins us live right now.
Hi.
Hello, Alina.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Nice to meet you.
Formal charges against Andrew Tate include rape, human trafficking,
trafficking of minors, sexual...
Again, not just Barron Trump. Barron Trump seems to kind of be at the center of a lot of this, so we certainly need to know what he knows. But not just him. All of these people, everybody in the Trump admin, at the highest levels of our government, Donald Trump and down, they know what's going on and they have had close communication with this individual. I want to hear from right-wing influencers like Benny Johnson, who won't say anything about this, obviously, because he's a sellout who doesn't care about anything else besides lining his own pockets. Alina Haba is Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, and she's here like talking about how amazing it is to meet Andrew Tate and how he's the best and all this stuff. But again, this time, they couldn't stop it. They couldn't. Barron Trump has been personally cited in a new request to testify at a proposed House investigation over his links to the Tate brothers. And here's the thing. We have right-wing podcasters now angry that the Trump administration didn't intervene and let them be extradited. This is Myron Gaines, who is a very prominent kind of right-wing figure who is just a bad human being, okay? But he said this just a few days ago. Take a listen.
Donald Trump, you fucking owe Andrew Tate and Tristan. You owe them. I'm just going to fucking straight out say it. Other people might not want to, you know, hear that or say it or, I'll lose opportunities. Oh, no, MAGA's going to get mad at me. You would be in prison had it not been for these guys. As a matter of fact, to make things even crazier, he'd probably be at FDC just like Andrew and Tristan are. He would have been the one at FDC. So I think it's time for the Trump administration to burn a favor for the guy that moved a bunch of people to vote for you. So it's irrefutable that guys like him and me are a big reason that Donald Trump is in office now. Barron, you seeing this? I think it's time to pull Pops to the side. I think it's time to pull Pops to the side and fight this fucking extradition bullshit.
Wow. They're directly calling on Barron Trump as if he knows he's going to be seeing this to talk to Donald Trump. And this is where we're at. Do you know how disgusting this is? Hey, these two guys who have done some of the most atrocious things or are being credibly accused of some of the most atrocious crimes possible. You need to help them out because they helped you. I mean, it's like sickening, really. It's really sickening. And the White House was asked about this directly. Caroline Levitt asked about this, keeping it pretty short and sweet.
Danny.
Thanks, Caroline. Is President Trump or the administration, do they have any plans to intervene in the extradition process for the Tate brothers?
No, we've already answered that question. Elizabeth.
Very short and sweet. The evidence here against them must be overwhelming. The Trump administration can't, there's nothing that they can do to protect these guys. And that's again, just such a wild thing to come out of someone's mouth that the reason that they're letting this go is because the evidence against them is so overwhelming. If the evidence wasn't overwhelming for rape and human trafficking against these two right-wing podcasters, then the Trump administration probably would have intervened and done the same thing. So now we go to Representative Ansari, who again has directly called for Barron Trump to testify around this and is talking about giving out subpoenas to the Trump kids. And not just in relation to this, certainly obviously this, but also in relation to just the outward corruption. Like, let's start getting the whole family in. Everybody's getting super rich. Barron Trump reportedly has a higher net worth right now than Melania Trump because he was really involved with a lot of the cryptocurrency stuff. He actually directly helped Donald Trump, it's been reported, launch a lot of these cryptocurrency ordeals or get involved with the cryptocurrency that obviously one of Donald Trump's biggest money makers. And who's involved in all the cryptocurrency stuff, who is always really kind of tight-knit about that, is this Manosphere kind of right-wing world. It all connects together. So let's take a listen to Representative Ansari here talking just generally about issuing these subpoenas to the Trump family.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Barron Trump is an adult. He's a full-blown adult, and he is very influential in the Trump White House orbit. I mean, we know from the first administration and from this administration that the Trump children play a very big role in the administration and policies that are passed. They benefit financially from the way the Trump administration operates and the self-dealing and the corruption that takes place. We know, very famously, Ivanka Trump also, who I think even as a grown woman gets the same kind of treatment, right? Because of her relationship with her father and the way Donald Trump talks about her. I think there are a lot of parallels to be drawn with the, Donald Trump, Ivanka relationship and the way he tries to, let her get away with her actions. It's the same with Barron and Melania. But Ivanka had a very big role in the first administration. Jared Kushner is still conducting foreign policy on behalf of the United States. Barron Trump has not only been influential in the campaign and connecting the campaign to the Manosphere, which of course Andrew Tate is a major influencer in that space, but he also has is similar to his brothers undertaking in corruption, undertaking in investments and prediction markets and stock trading that is to his own benefit while the administration takes away healthcare from millions of Americans. So we need to stop looking at them as though they're these like innocent, naive kids who, aren't part of any of this. They also choose the limelight. They choose to want to be involved with the campaigns. They choose to be involved with the administration. And therefore, if they are committing crimes or if they are engaging in activity that is against the law in any way, shape, or form, then they ultimately have to be held accountable for that.
I mean, that was so beautifully said. And I agree 100%. People have to stop treating the Trump children as if they aren't a part of all this, especially the younger ones. I mean, look, Kai Trump, I think, recently turned 18. Obviously, Barron's pretty young. He's in college, I think. But they're choosing this limelight, right? I know Kai Trump often says, like, I want to stay out of politics. But you're launching your brand. She has, like, some clothing brand. And she's taking pictures with her clothing brand to sell it on the White House lawn. Okay, you chose that. You're making vlogs like, oh, hey, come with me to watch a UFC fight on the White House lawn with my grandpa. You chose the limelight. Barron Trump getting super rich with the crypto helping launch. You've chosen this. And so now it's time to answer these questions. I go to one more clip here from Representative Ansari. Take a listen.
So you think we can see subpoenas of the Trump kids, Eric, Don Jr., Barron, if that's where the evidence leads?
I hope to issue one of those myself. Absolutely. I mean, there's no question. I mean, look at Donald Trump Jr. as one example. Donald Trump Jr. has been at the forefront and has made record profits because he is a partner at a venture capital firm that continues to invest in companies that are getting contracts from the federal government, oftentimes no bid contracts from the federal government at the direction of senior administration officials, and who knows, maybe Donald Trump himself. I mean, this is unprecedented levels of corruption. Like, and the contrast between what they're doing to the American people is what makes it even more egregious. It's not just that they're making billions of dollars, which should in and of itself be reason to hold them accountable and prosecute them. But at the same time, they're ripping away healthcare from Americans. They're giving billions of dollars to ICE that is terrorizing people across this country. There's food assistance cuts like we've never seen before. They're refusing to lower the cost of living for American people while they get richer and richer and richer because they're dying people across this country. There's food assistance cuts like we've never seen before. They're refusing to lower the cost of living for American people while they get richer and richer and richer because their dad is in the White House and their dad is the president. And their dad actually uses his platform every single day to manipulate markets. We've seen that in this war, to talk about companies or issues that his sons are investing in.
Exactly. The contrast is what's so key. And again, I think beautifully said, you have to get to the bottom of all this. You have to get to the bottom of the corruption. But also when it comes to, you know, Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, these people are committing these atrocious crimes. What does the family know? What does Barron Trump know? And while they are doing all of this, whether it's protecting Jeffrey Epstein, protecting the Tate brothers, getting so rich off corruption, the American people struggle more and more and more. Inflation continues to rise. The Iran war continues to rage on. And again, Barron Trump reportedly spoke to accused rapist Andrew Tate on Zoom and received dating advice from a Tate associate. This is from December 10th of 2025. Again, I showed you this picture on the right in the beginning. Donald Trump's 19-year-old son spoke to self-proclaimed misogynist influencer and accused rapist Andrew Tate on Zoom and received dating advice from one of the Tate's associates. According to the New York Times, he admired Tate and spoke with him over Zoom, according to Justin Waller, who you saw in the beginning taking off the chains of Andrew Tate as he was getting arrested. A mutual friend who was on the call. The two reportedly discussed their shared belief that the Romanian rape and trafficking criminal case was an effort to silence the Tates. This is, oh my God, it's so disgusting. So disgusting. As Barron's father was going after young male voters on the campaign trail, the teenager hosted a dinner at Mar-a-Lago for influencers. Among them was Mr. Waller, who has helped run the Tates courses, and told the Times that he is widely seen as the third brother. So you get the idea here. This is a clip of Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate actually talking about Barron Trump from a while ago. Take a listen.
You know what I like about Barron?
Tell me.
He's tall.
Yeah, Barron is tall.
He's taller
than me.
I'm a tall optimist because tall people can't hide, meaning they're less likely to be sneaky.
Like Rishi Sunak,
little sneaky rat man. Hey, Macron. Hey. I was sneaky behind you.
I was sneaky.
I am naked. Surprise.
My teacher has a penis.
A surprise. My woman is a man. Surprise.
Yeah, Trump 6'3".
You don't sneak around when you're big.
Trump's your son.
These people are such losers, literally sitting up here just glazing Barron Trump, Donald Trump. And they know that's what, at the time, would get them out of trouble and would help them, would make them more money. But now, it looks like for the foreseeable future, hopefully the rest of their lives, they will be sitting in a jail cell, a prison cell. Thank God. And again, Barron Trump's net worth, because of being connected to a lot of these right-wing influencers, because he was so helpful to Donald Trump in launching these cryptocurrencies, and he was very involved with World Liberty Financial, at least that's what's been reported. His net worth is now more than Melania Trump's, $150 million, because of his involvement in World Liberty Financial. We have got to put all these pieces together and get the Trump kids to answer questions. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below and hit like, hit subscribe, share this video out here on the Adam Mockler channel. We're working really hard every single day to bring you guys the truth, cut through a lot of the MAGA BS, and do it with Gen Z at the forefront. So we appreciate each and every one of you. With all that said, I will see you back here tomorrow.